USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire, which halts a bruising 11-day war that caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip and brought much of life in Israel to a standstill. More than 200 people are confirmed dead. Biden said, a lot of people pitched in to help make it happen.
Over the last 11 days, I've spoken with the Prime Minister 6 times. I've also spoken with President Abbas of the Palestinian Authority more than once, and part of our intense diplomatic engagement. And I want to also thank the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, our National Security Advisor, and everyone on our team for their incredible efforts to bring this about, this outcome that we're about to see.
In La Jolla, California, one person is dead and 8 people are injured after an apparent migrant smuggling attempt went wrong at Wipeout Beach. Lifeguards say they rescued 10 people in rough waters. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
President Biden has signed into law a measure that was passed by the House on Wednesday. It's designed to step up investigations of anti-Asian hate crimes. According to the FBI, they've been on the rise since the beginning of the pandemic.
We cannot let the very foundation of this country continue to be eaten away like it has been in other moments in our history and happening again.
The law will speed up hate crime investigations at the Justice Department and provide money at the local level to improve investigations of suspected hate crimes. The measure passed with overwhelming support in both the House and the Senate. There's another incentive from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to get people vaccinated against COVID-19. Certain sites will give people a lottery scratch-off ticket.
You could win up to $5 million if you get vaccinated next week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Federal authorities have seized 68 big cats from an animal park in Oklahoma that was featured in Netflix's The Tiger King. The DOJ announced that the seizure of the federally protected lions, tigers, and lion-tiger hybrids, as well as a jaguar, as part of a court-approved agreement to resolve a DOJ complaint against Jeffrey and Lauren Lowe over the animals' care. The civil complaint accused the Lowe's of reoccurring inhumane treatment and improper handling of the animals protected by the Endangered Species Act. The couple had received numerous citations for failing to properly care for the animals following 3 inspections of the Tiger King Park in Thackerville since December. During a hearing last week, a judge found the couple in contempt for failing to comply with court orders to employ a qualified veterinarian and establish a program of veterinary care. The attorney for the couple told the judge that the Lowe's just want out completely. The acting assistant attorney general said that the DOJ is working to ensure that the cats are sent to a responsible preserve where they can be safely maintained rather than exploited. Jeffrey Lowe was a central figure in the show Tiger King that featured a mullet-wearing zookeeper named Joe Exotic and became a cultural phenomenon last year. Joe Exotic is serving a 22-year sentence in federal prison in Texas for his 2020 conviction on charges that he participated in a murder-for-hire plot and violated federal wildlife laws. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.